Our first teaching this month is from Dr. Alice Benton on social media pressure facing moms. Let's listen in.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alice Benton. I'm one of the co-hosts on New Life Live, and we're going to be talking about moms and social media. I've done the majority of my research on parenting and on children's use of screen, but I took a look at some research done with about 2,000 moms looking at how their scrolling on social media affects how they feel about themselves. So consider with me, does your scrolling tend to lift you up? Does it motivate and inspire you? I find social media can be very enriching, and I get a lot of ideas of things I want to try with my family, with my children, off of social media. I just made a Thai shrimp soup the other day. It turned out beautifully. I made a lemon bread. That didn't turn out so well, but it was a good experiment, and I will probably try it again. I love being inspired by cooking and parenting ideas on screen. But it's also easy to feel like I'm not doing enough because of what I see other people doing with their kids that I don't get to. So about 65% of moms report that they do use social media, and many feel worse about themselves as moms because they're not measuring up to what they see on their screens. In fact, we moms who scroll, because I'm one of them, we are 4 times more likely to feel bad about ourselves. It's not uncommon for moms to report that they feel like a bad mom about half the time. 156 times per year was about the average number for moms who feel bad about themselves. Half the time! That's a heavy load to carry for moms who are already so busy caring for the souls and bodies of their little kiddos. So let's look at some of the ways that social media can negatively impact our self-esteem as moms. For those of us who follow momfluencers, which are those folks on social media who mainly post about parenting, and again, my props to them. They inspire me. They set a high standard that has some days helped me to raise my game a little bit more. But many of us moms can admit that we know what we see on the highlight reels is unrealistic for us to live out on a regular basis. We know it's unrealistic, and yet we still beat ourselves up for not living by it. There are a couple of areas in which moms tend to report feeling inadequate. We feel like we don't cook enough, especially with organic food. We feel like our bodies aren't good enough. We don't keep our houses clean enough. We don't wake up early enough, and we don't exercise enough. Now, admittedly, all those are good areas for growth and improvement, but if our expectations aren't grounded in reality, and if we're not receiving grace for the areas in which we're falling short, it is a setup for that self-dislike or even self-hatred to start accumulating. Personally, there were a couple of other areas where I felt like I really needed to do more than I was doing or was capable of doing. I think moms have a pressure, internal and somewhat external, to bounce back into athletic shape very quickly after having children. Oh, and we moms know it is not that easy. In my community of influence on screen and even in my personal community as a young mom, there was such a pressure to just nurse and to not use any supplemental formula for our children and to do so for 2 years. There was an expectation that there was no screen use whatsoever for our children under 2 years of age. It is a recommendation by the Academy of Pediatrics, and yet it's a tough, sometimes impossible recommendation to live by. Something that has always been eye-catching to me are the color-coordinated crafts or toys and toy bins that some moms are able to at least produce for the video that they do and the photos that they post. And I felt that expectation. My house should look like that. Let me tell you, my house never looks like that, and it probably never will. There seems to be this expectation that our children should always be clean and should have the latest fashionable outfits. I sent my son off to school the other day, and as he walked out the door and into the bright, direct sunlight, I realized he had his shorts on from the day before. We'd had barbecued ribs the night before, he had barbecue sauce splattered all over those shorts. We hadn't noticed and changed him before he'd gone to bed, and there was no time to change him then. So I sent him to school with those shorts on. Doing the best we can over here, folks, and sometimes we're not all clean and in fashionable outfits. Many moms also feel that they have to do all these kind of stay-at-home mom tasks, but they're supposed to be earning an income as well. Now, some of these things are good standards that perhaps we should strive for. But if we're only looking at the influencers and their highlight reels and the photos they post, and we're not checking in with other messy, down-to-earth moms, then those expectations can be so unrealistic. And so my recommendation is that we need to invest in relationships with other women, with a sisterhood, with peers, with whom we can admit, I yelled at my kid the other day and I so regret it. I let my child watch more screen time than is recommended because I really needed a sanity break and we couldn't pay for a babysitter and the screen did a great job babysitting them for that time. We need to be able to admit that as moms with young kids, the sexual intimacy with our husbands may not be top priority for a while, and it can be an area where we might feel like we're falling short, and we need to be able to commiserate with other moms of how tough it is to still invest in that area of marriage. By sharing our real life struggles and shortcomings, we learn that we're not alone. We learn that these struggles are all common, and we receive love and grace through our sisters and through God, channeled through our sisters. Now, our two top priorities that God tells us to keep in mind, loving God well and loving others well. And those two priorities are a lot more important than keeping a clean house or eating organic foods or having things color coordinated. But if we're not looking at God's priorities for us as frequently as we're looking at social media priorities for us, we're going to get skewed. And so we should be making sure that we're getting time in the Word and time with other messy believers so that we can both be a mess and be kind of accepting of it while still striving for more and striving for better, but with the right people setting those standards and helping us to set our standards. It took a while for me as a young mom to become okay with needing naps as frequently as I do to keep my sanity. And in my family of origin growing up, naps didn't seem acceptable to me. It seemed like laziness. But I've come to realize as a young mom that they're a necessity, and I'm a kinder, nicer mom when I can let myself do that. Some tasks, like cleaning, have to be delayed until later. Just the other day, I had just swept and mopped the floors, and then we went out to the beach and had a fabulous time and came home, and when my little guy took his shoes off, sand spilled all over the floor, my well-mopped, well-swept floor. Oh, it was pretty frustrating. And I couldn't clean it up. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the energy. There were other tasks that needed me, so I had to leave my floor sandy. Some tasks can wait till later. Love has to be our top priority, not cleanliness. We can also ask our family for cheerleading, and I need to do this frequently. We would tell me, what am I doing well? In fact, I just asked my husband that this morning, and he gave me examples of things I'm doing that are loving my family well. And so, in summary, let's be cautious about who's setting the standards for us of how we should be living. If it's purely social media, we're going to be off. Hopefully, God is setting the standards. We're grounding the way we strive for those standards with other normal, messy moms who struggle every day too, just like I do and just like you do. And then we can ask for that feedback, because sometimes we can only see the ways that we're falling short. We can't see the ways we're doing really well at life, and we need to hear that cheerleading from people who love us. If you could use some more good, kind, caring people in your life, maybe even a counselor, a coach, or a group to help you put these things into practice, you can call us here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.